This is Paris. Hello, everyone. Greetings from Paradise. So the last time I talked with you, I was about to get married. And I know I promised I'd do some pod posts, but it was a little bit more stressful than I would have thought. It was a 3-night wedding. It was just incredible. It was like something out of a Disney movie. The first night wearing my Oscar de la Renta gown and just having the wedding at my grandfather's old estate. It was just so beautiful. So many memories in that house. And then the next night having our neon carnival, and I had the most epic dress made. I asked my friend Stacy. She is the designer and CEO of Alice and Olivia, one of my favorite brands, to make me a bride dress for that. And I said I want it to be like a neon pink raver Barbie bride. Like, that was the vibe I was going for. And she killed it. Like, this dress was everything. You can check it out on my Instagram, or you can watch it on Paris in Love, which is streaming on Peacock. But it was just like bright neon pink, all tulle. It was long in the back, short in the front, with this beautiful crystallized like fishnet arms like attached to like this bustier. And then I had this neon pink veil and neon pink heart glasses with crystals on them. And it was really difficult to pick shoes for that because I wanted to wear something that was comfortable, but also with height, because it just looks hotter when you're in heels, especially, you know, with a party dress. And so I was just looking through everything, my Aquazoras, my Jimmy Choo's, my Louboutins. Basically, I tried on so many neon pink shoes. And then we ended up finding these shoes from Steve Madden, which were kind of like those, not moon boots, but kind of like a boot that you would wear to like Burning Man, like very platform. So it was so comfortable. And they were white. So my stylist, Sammy, and his team, Jenna, and everyone, they spray painted them neon pink. So they matched perfectly. They were so comfortable. I was like running around the carnival all night. It was just so much fun. It was like everything I wanted for a wedding. Well, not my total wedding, but like a party. That's why I did the wedding on 11/11 to, you know, get the serious part done first. So the rest of the weekend, we could just celebrate. And Diplo DJ'd. It was so sick. Everyone was raging and just having the best time and dancing and going on the rides and winning games and prizes. And we had like these pillows of me, which were really cute. Everyone was winning them. And my friends, the Electric Polar Bears, flew out and they performed. And that was so much fun. We have a new song out together called Melting. You can check that out online. And my friend Beatbreaker, he is amazing. He always DJs all my birthday parties, all my parties in New York, LA. So I was so happy that he came out and DJed all 3 nights. And then also our friend Zen Freeman, and he's always so much fun. I love dancing to his sets. So that was Friday night. And then Saturday night, we went back to my grandfather's old estate and threw just a beautiful celebration party, and Macy Gray performed. We had Politic DJ, Jake Wesley Rogers performed. He performed one of my favorite songs by Elton John, the song that's called Your Song. It's so beautiful. I love the movie Moulin Rouge, and I always listen to that song on repeat. So Carter flew him in from London to surprise me at that song, and I was just so happy. And Kim Petras sang Stars Are Blind at the beginning of my ceremony. It was so iconic, and she sounded just so beautiful. And then as I was walking down the aisle, she sang the song, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. And then Demi Lovato performed I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston's iconic song. It was just mind-blowing. Like, it was so beautiful. Everyone in the audience was singing along. People were crying. I was crying. It was just so beautiful. And I'm just so grateful for both Kim and Demi for coming and doing that for me on my special day. We had the best time with my family on the first week of our honeymoon. And now it's week two and it's just Carter and I. So it's just been so romantic and just amazing just to be alone together. There's no one around. This is complete private estate, so there's literally no one. So it's just been so nice just to be together and not have to do anything or see anyone, or I don't know. The wedding was very stressful. I'll talk about that later. It was incredible. It was the most magical night ever, but being a bride is very, very stressful. I'll get into that another time, and you can watch it on Paris in Love on Peacock. So I haven't really even been going online or just really looking at anything. And then yesterday I was on Twitter and I just started seeing all of these memes and people writing like 15 years. It's the 15th anniversary of the Holy Trinity. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe it's been 15 years. Like, it just blows my mind just how much time flies. And then someone sent me this Nylon magazine article by Joyce Saha. And the title of it was Paris, Brittany, and Lindsay, the triumph of the Bimbo Summit. 15 years after the infamous Bimbo Summit, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan are reclaiming their narratives. This is the first time I've had in a while to actually sit and read an article just being here on my honeymoon. So with it being the 15-year anniversary and just seeing all these articles and reading all these things and just thinking so much about my life and just how much I've grown and how much I've changed. And yeah, looking back on it, I can see just most of these problems were just caused by the media. Like in the 2000s, like that's what it was all about. Like they loved pitting women against each other. That was like their thing. Every single tabloid cover, all of them would always have like so-and-so hates this person, feud, like just causing more drama than there even was. Like I've had so many stories written about me about girls who maybe I hardly even know or maybe met once on a red carpet and they got a photo of us. And if they have no story, back then they would just get away with inventing a story because that's what, you know, sold papers. And, you know, with the internet, it's completely, it's changed so much, that whole landscape. But yeah, just during that time, it was just so vicious. And I just saw that happening so many times where they would just blow things completely out of proportion and turn something that would not be a big deal in real life into this outrageous, you know, crazy, exaggerated, almost fantasy of what they wanted. And they got away with it for a very long time. And I've dealt with it a very long time. And I'm not saying I'm an angel. Yes. There have been times where I have been upset with someone. Not too many people, because I'm the type that doesn't really like to get into drama. I don't like confrontation. I don't know. I'm not the type of person that's going to like raise my voice or say anything. But just like in life, things have happened. But I'm an adult now. I just realized that a lot of that was just being immature. And yes, there has been people that have hurt me. And, you know, I feel like now that I'm married and I'm grown up, I'm starting this next phase of my life, I don't want to have any of that negative energy or anything. So I forgive anyone who's hurt me in life. I think everything in life, you know, happens and you grow from it. And, yeah, I just feel that it's good just to like let all of that go.
This is Paris.
I also just saw that Lindsay got engaged, and I know that we've had our differences in the past, but I just wanted to say congratulations to her and that I am genuinely very happy for her. And it just makes me so happy to see, you know, 15 years later, and just so much has happened in the past 2 weeks. I got married, Brittany got her freedom back and engaged, and then Lindsay just got engaged. So I love seeing just how different our lives are now and just how much that we've all grown up and just having love in our lives. And I think that love is the most important thing in life. It's something that really just changes you and makes you grow. And when you find that special person that is your other half and is your best friend and you can trust. And it's just an amazing feeling. And I knew from day one that Carter was the one for me. And I'm so happy that I followed my heart. And just how everything worked out, I feel that we were definitely meant to be, and it was fate. And I'm just so excited for the future. I cannot wait to have a family and just to, I don't, not live a simple life, but definitely more simple than before, a more meaningful life. And I can't wait. We're on our honeymoon right now. We're on this beautiful private island at a private estate. So it's just so nice just to be us two here alone and just getting to spend time with each other. That's why I put my phone down. I honestly haven't hardly looked at my phone, and usually I'm glued to it. But during this trip, both of us just made a decision just to put the phones away for once and try just to not focus on work, because we both are very business-driven. And that's why we also make a great couple, because we really push each other to be the best in business and life and love and everything. So it's hard for us to turn off the work, but we've been doing it and it's just been so romantic. And then when I finally did go on my phone and start looking at things, that's when I saw the Holy Trinity picture and just started thinking about a lot of things. And then I saw that Lindsay got engaged, and just everything with Brittany and her getting engaged as well. It's just, I'm very proud of how far we've all come. So next I have a quote from Brittany. "For me, success is a state of mind," Spears said in an interview with Stylist magazine. "I feel like success isn't about conquering something. It's being happy with who you are." Perhaps the same sentiment also holds true for Hilton and Lohan, along with the Hollywood icons that are yet to come. And I love that quote from Brittany because it is so true. I think success is, it's not about money, it's not about fame, it's not about any of that. It's really a state of mind. And if you're happy with who you are inside, as I think I spent so much of my life caring, you know, more about what others thought about me than how I felt about myself inside. And now I'm just, I've never been so happy and so in love, and just have grown so much. And, you know, since I've released the documentary, which is such a weird thing to say, but it was just literally the most healing experience of my life. And it's just given me so much time for self-reflection, and especially during this honeymoon, just finally being able to relax and put my phone down and just be together with Carter. And he just makes me the best version of myself. And I think that's what love and marriage and partnership is about. It's about finding someone that's your other half, that's your best friend, that you could trust with anything and everything, and just know that they would never hurt you or betray you, never lie to you. And I've never really had that before, because I never let anyone in. And I feel like everything led me to him. I feel like everything in life happens for a reason. And, you know, I think from going through so many different things in life and bad relationships, it made me definitely know what I don't want. And I just found like my perfect match in every way. And I am just so excited for this next step in my life, and cannot wait to have a family. That's just, I've always wanted to be a mom. I always have loved children so much. And I just cannot wait to meet my baby girl, London, one day, very soon. So we are planning all of that. So I just wanted to say thank you to Joy and to Nylon Magazine. I just thought that was a really interesting and thought-provoking article, and it definitely made me think a lot. And obviously everyone knows that I have been supporting Brittany, Free Brittany, since day one, and I am so incredibly happy, proud, just everything for her. So yeah, just sitting here on my honeymoon and just been thinking about lots of things in my life, and I just want to get rid of any negative energy. Like, I don't want any bad vibes. I just want all just happiness and just to let things go, you know. Everyone in life grows and you learn and you grow up. And I have grown up so much since I've been engaged and now married. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just so happy in life right now. And I just want everyone to be happy. And I'm just sending love to all of my friends and everyone around the world. And this place is so magical. I'm obsessed. When I leave here, I will tell you where I am or where I was. We're going to be going around the world, so you'll see a lot of that. You can check it out on my YouTube channel. And every Thursday, my new docuseries, Paris in Love, is streaming on Peacock, so you can check that out now. It's so much fun and hilarious and cute and lovable, and it has everything. And I'm just so proud of it, and I just am loving hearing all your reactions to it and reading all your messages. So thank you, everyone, for watching. I have to go to lunch now, but I'm going to be doing more pod posts, I promise. But just wanted to do this one for today. I love that they call us the Holy Trinity. I think that's just so funny. And people have sent me, like, T-shirts and posters, and it's the picture of Brittany and Lindsay and I that night in my car. And someone actually sent me a window shield to cover, like, those sun shields for your car. It's pretty hilarious. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'm going to be doing a lot of these pod posts, so stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe to This Is Paris. You can follow us on This Is Paris Pod on Twitter and This Is Paris Podcast on Instagram. Use the hashtag This Is Paris Podcast and leave me your questions on what you want me to answer. And I'm going to be doing some Q&As on these pod posts as well. And we also have TikTok, which is This Is Paris Podcast. I'm going to do another pod post later as well, where you are going to go scuba diving and swimming with turtles and sharks and manta rays and stingrays and just all types of beautiful underwater sea creatures. There I go. I always go back and forth to my baby voice and my normal voice. Sorry that I do that. I think it's just, I've been doing it for so long. And yeah, I catch myself sometimes. I'm like, I think I do it when I get shy or uncomfortable, or if I'm trying to be cute and I want something. My fiance, or my husband. It's so weird saying husband. I love it, but it's, and wife, oh my God. All right, anyway, I have to go because my husband is waiting downstairs. It's a beautiful lunch, and I promised him that I would be 10 minutes, and I've literally been up here for like over an hour doing this. So I'm gonna go back to my honeymoon. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I was gonna say I can't wait to see you soon, but no, I'm gonna be on the honeymoon for 7 weeks, so I can't wait to see you all. After my honeymoon in 2022, it's going to be an amazing year. I'm going to start doing all of my New Year's resolutions. The first one is to work out. To be kind is another one. To be forgiving. To be happy, loyal, in love. Work hard. Whatever. I'm going to write them down. But I love you all. I know I just said that probably 10 times. I'm just in such a good mood. I'm in a loving mood. Honeymoon mood. I feel like, oh yeah, honeymooners, you like have that glow. I'm glowing. Literally, I haven't even put any makeup on this entire trip. My skin is glowing. I'm actually going to do a skincare like routine video for you guys because I have like the craziest skincare routine, but I'll talk about that later. All right, everyone, have a great day. Love you.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris.
We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.